Good day, I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Thursday, November 23. Coming up, Prime Minister tours flood damage in Montego Bay, $630 million road patching program to begin shortly, and Emancipation Park NIDS Town Hall meeting postponed. The news in detail after this message.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is currently leading a team of government officials and technocrats on a tour of sections of Montego Bay devastated by flood rains yesterday. The tour is expected to cover the general downtown areas of Charles Street, Fairview, Howard Cook Boulevard, and roads leading to Cornwall Court and the Cornwall Regional Hospital. Director of Communications and Public Affairs in the Office of the Prime Minister, Robert Nesta Morgan, says the visit will provide a first-hand look at the devastation which took place, as well as inform plans to help the city recover.
Work is already slated to begin. The mayor of Montego Bay has already activated the necessary mechanisms, and an announcement was made that persons should avoid vehicular traffic in the major town center as the cleanup operation takes place.
Among those accompanying the Prime Minister are Minister of Local Government Desmond McKenzie, Minister with Responsibility for Water, Works and Housing Dr. Horace Chang, as well as Members of Parliament for the affected areas. A total of $630 million has been allocated for patching and improvement works across the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness told Parliament that the works will include road patching, as well as improving disaster resilience in several communities. Each constituency is slated to receive $10 million under this initiative.
We are proposing that we use $4 million for bushing and drain cleaning, $4 million for patching of potholes, and $2 million for the general cleanup of urban towns and rural townships. The funding for this program will come from Tourism Enhancement Fund, the Road Maintenance Fund, and the Consolidated.
The Prime Minister says the works will be jointly undertaken by the National Works Agency and the National Solid Waste Management Authority. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says technocrats will be held accountable for the quality of work done under the road repair program. Mr. Holness says the Office of the Contractor General has been invited to have a free hand in ensuring that all work done is up to standard and to assist in the inspection of the works before payments are made.
I have noted the concerns about the quality of some of the works undertaken in recent times. I want to assure the people of Jamaica that I expect quality for work under this program.
The Prime Minister was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He says the road work is expected to begin before the Christmas season begins. And the government's town hall meeting on the National Identification System, NIDS, scheduled for later today at Emancipation Park, has been postponed. Director of Communications and Public Affairs in the Office of the Prime Minister, Robert Nesta Morgan, says the decision was taken due to the inclement weather expected later today.
We got information from the Met Service that Jamaica is currently experiencing a significant weather event. I think it's a trough that has been causing rains and flooding in several parishes. We understand that this afternoon there will be significant rains in Kingston, and due to the fact that the event was being held outdoor, we thought it was best that we postpone the event to another time.
Mr. Morgan says he expects the new date for the town hall meeting to be within the next 2 weeks. In the meantime, the amended National Identification Registration Act is to be made available on the Parliament website in short order. Information on the legislation is also available at nidsfacts.com and on the NIDS Facts Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.